Elsewhere, accusations of voter suppression flared. Civil rights lawyers sued Pennsylvania, claiming its requirement that absentee ballots he received on the Friday before Election Day cost thousands of people a chance to vote. In Kansas, where a court recently struck down a law requiring proof of citizenship for new voters, many mistakenly believed they could still not register without a birth certificate, according to Democratic voting organizers. I think the law did what it was intended to do, said Johnny Dunlap, the Democratic Party chairman in Kansas Ford's County, and that was to discourage people from voting. With the nation polarized along party lines and many contests fiercely fought, tight races threw a harsh light on the weaknesses in the system, fueling partisan accusations and legal challenges. In New Mexico, a Republican congressional candidate, Yvette Harrell, sought to have the police seize 8,000 absentee ballots, but cited no evidence of suspected fraud. A judge in Florida rejected efforts by the Republican Senate candidate, Governor Rick Scott, to impound voting machines, and the authorities declined to investigate claims of fraud, saying they had no evidence of it. And in Arizona, as the counting of mail-in ballots delivered a victory for the Democratic Senate candidate, Kyrsten Sinema, the state Republican Party leader lashed out at the election official in Maricopa County, a Democrat, declaring such a man cannot be trusted to administer elections. President Trump fanned the flames of distrust with tweets questioning votes in favor of Democrats in several states. As the counting of the ballots continued in Arizona, Mr. Trump tweeted, "Just out in Arizona. Signatures don't match. Electoral corruption. Call for a new election." Elections experts said that the process, while hobbled by vulnerabilities, was actually more orderly than one might glean from the partisan posturing, and that it had certainly improved since the 2000 presidential vote. Nationwide, voting equipment was largely more reliable, registration lists more accurate, and election administrators better trained, they said. Still, said Mark Racicot, a former governor of Montana, who once led the Republican National Committee, no election is perfect because there is a certain margin of humanity to be expected that doesn't amount to fraud. Well-intentioned election officials, he said, should be permitted to do their jobs without fear of attacks. I think it's really important for the people of individual states across the country to understand that if they're going to maintain confidence in their government and their republic and their systems, which I think are critical to us these days, that you have to begin with a presumption of good faith, he said. The 2000 presidential election recount, with its televised images of hapless county officials in Florida squinting at ballots to discern voter intent, was the debacle that launched 1,000 fixes.